This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Have you noticed you don't see or hear these much anymore?
No reasonable offer will be refused during this giant inventory clearance sale.
That's because of Louisiana's business inventory tax credit put in place in the 1990s.
It certainly has been no reason for companies to deplete their inventories at the end of the year.
Businesses still do inventory and pay local taxes on their stock on hand, but when they file their corporate income tax returns, the state reimburses the companies for every penny they paid, even if the amount exceeds other state taxes the business owes. Senator Robert Adley says,
from our side of the inventory tax, it's a pure spending measure.
And that spending keeps growing, according to LSU economist Jim Richardson.
In the last 6 or 7 years, it has grown rather substantially, and it is now a $450 million credit.
The Jindal administration's budget plan proposes limiting the inventory tax credit to the amount of state tax due. Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols.
$377 million of the inventory tax credit is paid above the taxpayer's liability.
Business groups like the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry want to keep getting state refund checks. Better yet, they would like the inventory tax to just go away. Yet repeal would leave local parish governments strapped for cash, since they impose, collect, and use those tax dollars.
It's a large part of their tax base.
A compromise on the table would limit the state credit to 75% of the inventory tax paid locally, freeing up about $100 million state dollars this year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.